Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym. V for vision, I for intention, B for beliefs, and E for expectation. And this is the place where you get inspired to action. And I always like to speak specifically into the areas of dating and relationships. So, hey, okay, welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. So, how do you like my title? Okay, my title today is Broke Men Don't Deserve an Erection. You see, I was inspired to this title as I actually witnessed a guy that was a friend of mine at the time refer to a broke man that we both observed borrow money from a grown man that he was living with. And this guy was just a friend. They were of similar age. And he did this so that he could take out a girl he really liked on a date and try to impress her. So it was obvious to me that a man innately knows to, in order to impress a woman, he needs money. But how long, I was thinking to myself, will this guy be able to keep up that facade? That was the question in my mind. So what does my title mean? Well, it means, ladies, you are not supposed to be giving broke men any. And I'm not referring to those men that are temporarily broke. Like, you know, those men that strive for success, you know, their business went bust and they're back on their grind, back on their hustle, or men that are love to work and they've had a temporary setback on the job. Maybe they've been made redundant, but, you know, they're looking to get back on their grind. You see, I'm not talking about those kind of men. And when I say any, don't give them any, of course, I'm referring to the cookie. You see, when you give broke men your prize, that means they don't have to do anything else. It's like you're sending out the message that being broke is okay. Being broke is unscriptural. Not striving to make your coin with your God-given talent is unscriptural. And I'm sure we all know the story of the talents in the Bible. If you don't know the story of the talents in the Bible, just Google it, okay? And read up on it. So ladies, when you give it away without your man making an investment in you, you're giving them permission to stay broke. You're saying you have no value. It's free. Ladies, you're the cause. Remember, we are the gatekeepers. Many women ask, what should they do? What should they do when their man won't give them this, or their man won't do that for them, or their man is not noticing them? Well, straight up, I keep telling them, cut off the supply in the bedroom. Broke men should not be getting anything from you, period. So if you're not happy with who you're with, who you're actually laying with, who you're paying bills with, cut him off. If you're still giving him everything and every benefit and not getting anything in return, ladies, that is your fault. You can't continue to give and give and not receive. If you're not getting what you want, don't give him what he wants straight up. I don't care what he says. Watch his actions. seriously, like, why should he change? Like, what is the incentive? Why should men strive any harder if they can get whatever they want from a woman without doing anything? Like, you know, like, really think about it. What message are you sending? Why should someone strive to further their education, even go to night school to become that successful person, when they can go to McDonald's or KFC and still get laid every night? Worse still, not do jack and still get what they want. Ladies, if you want these men to treat you better, if you want these men to be better, if you want men to want more for themselves so that they can have a high value woman, stop giving it up to broke men. I implore you, I beg you, please don't tell anybody, if you are, especially after you have heard this show, because they're going to laugh at you, because it's not even funny anymore. It's really upsetting. It makes me mad, because in this day and age, you should know better by now. You know, this needs to be said, and it's been a long time coming. You know, this is common sense now. It's no longer a secret. This is plain common sense, because by the time you get to a certain age and you've been around the block a couple of times or two, you should know better. You should learn from your mistakes, or else you're just on that perpetual cycle. You know, let's put it this way. If you keep giving a boy, let's just call it what it is, a boy in a grown man's body, say £50, $50, or whatever currency, depending where you're at in the world, and you give it to them every time they ask, tell me, why do they need a job? Like, calculate it. How much are they actually making a week? If, as a woman, you're giving him, say, $50 or pounds every single day. Sweetheart, you are the job. You are the job. So, ladies, you need to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. You have to stop it. Get yourself one of those chastity belts or something, and throw away the key until they can earn it. And if they can't afford to unlock it, you know what? They stay hungry. Because there's a lot of hungry men out there on the prowl. Now, I can probably hear some of you ladies saying, well, what if they go and get it from somewhere else? Well, then let them. Let some other low-value woman do their dirty work. Let them do the dirty work, because let me tell you something. The fact that they can't get it from you will disturb them. Yeah, it will rattle them. It will disturb them because, first of all, if you mean anything to them, if you live with them, it's going to bother them. You'll get their minds thinking. You'll get their minds active. They'll think like, I wonder if she's met someone else. I wonder if she's comparing the other person with me. I wonder if that person can give her more than me. Because face it, he's not given much, right? Because within him, he knows that he could do better. He knows that he's underperforming. And he will compare himself with potentials out there who he knows are actually better positioned to have you in the way that you want to be had. So you've got to get yourself, your what you're thinking up in your mind in alignment with your own actions and stop giving it to these men. You know, I don't even care how long you've been together. It's actually irrelevant what type of relationship you have, especially if you're the breadwinner. I guess that they have that term in America. You know, it just means, you know, the person that pays the bills, that brings the money, okay? And if as a woman you're still paying bills and your man isn't acting like a man should, and he's still acting like Peter Pan, you know, playing the boy that won't grow up and become what he's supposed to be, and you're sitting there complaining and you're still giving it up to this Peter Pan, that's even worse. Gosh, it's actually even worse. Why? Because you are part of the problem. You are contributing to everything that you despise, and then you complain about it. You see, every time you give something to him, you are telling him it's okay to be that way. Oh, it's okay. You're still going to get some loving. You're still going to get everything you need. You're still going to be happy. You're still going to come home and get dinner. You're still going to be able to come home and watch TV. You're still going to come home and lay down with me every night if you want to, or whenever you want. Especially after watching the football or the soccer. And I'm still going to pay all those bills, or half those bills. You can quit your job every 3 months and lay on the couch for 3 months. It's okay. I'm here. You're going to get it every night. No worries. Everything is fine. Come on, ladies. This is bull. This is BS. You see, that's the kind of woman that doesn't love herself. The kind of woman that has very low self-esteem. Those are the kind of women that perpetuate a cycle of creating more broke men in our society, more lazy men. And those are the kind of women that make these guys out here think it's okay to be like that. And, you know, of course, I'm not referring to these young college men, you know, these guys that can't really afford it yet, you know. I'm talking about actual grown men that think it's impressive to a grown woman. I'm not talking about 20-something year olds. So don't get upset with me. Like, we understand you. We understand that you have to get your grind on. You know, you've got your education and you're working yourself up. You're working up that bank account. We get that. But it gets me when I see the Peter Pans spoiling the morals of society, like it's okay, and setting standards so low for the young males coming up to model off, the young men who are starting their careers. Grown men need to get educated and entrepreneurial. I'm talking about grown men that should have something by now. And these married women, or women living with men for a ridiculous, you know, like 7, 8, 9, 10 years plus, that have absolutely nothing to show for it. No ring. And who incessantly, I'm talking about incessantly, complain. I'm talking about them. And these are the same guys who run around and quickly refer to women as gold diggers, quickly refer to women and call them names because high value women won't reduce their standards to meet these Peter Pans. Look, if as a woman, you are giving it up, you don't even have a ring, but you're living together for 8 years plus, it's your fault. I'm going to say it straight. You created that reality. So don't be mad, because that's your problem. That's your issue. Face it. It's what you allowed, what you created. Your reality. Because I guarantee, if you had said, no, this is not going to do, I'm not living with you, I'm not paying bills, I'm not giving you anything unless you go and get yourself a better job or a business, go and better yourself, you know, a better position, more pay, his life would be totally different. And so would yours. You see, you would have forced his hand to become a better man, to have a better life. You see, that's the power of a woman. If you had high standards, simply, your man would be better. I'm serious, because either he'll do it or he won't. That's it. How will you know if he will ever do it if you don't create the space for him to do so? If you don't say, look, this is the situation, you either fix up or ship out. How do you know? Most women are so afraid to lose a man that they will put up with any crap, any old thing. And I want you to catch this. You have actually got to be able to risk it all to get it all. I'll say it again. You have got to be able to risk it all to get it all. And think about it. What are you risking anyway? Remember the Bible story of the talents that I mentioned? I'm going to come straight back to that, because one was given 10 talents, the other 5, the other 1 by their master. And what happened to the one that didn't take the risk? His talent was taken away, right? He was given the opportunity to multiply what was in his hand, but he chose not to. In fact, he buried it. And I say that to say this. Don't be prepared to get more if you don't take the risk. In fact, you'll actually lose what you do have, because you will lose time, okay? He will dwindle you down to nothing in terms of time, your looks, your esteem, because you've allowed it. While he's there relaxing and looking pretty on perhaps the money that you gave him. Because remember, you're the job. Look, I would strongly advise any woman, if you're in that situation right now, cut it off. Cut it off immediately. Start today. And make him become better by cutting him off. It's his choice now. And I can hear you saying, oh, but I've got feelings for him. You need to start developing those feelings for yourself. You need to start giving some of that love to yourself. You need to start giving some of that money to yourself. Okay? Because let me tell you, you cannot reverse time. can't reverse time. I'm sure you've heard the expression, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. You can't use money to make time. You can use time to make more money. So which one is more valuable, right? So you've got to take that first step. You've got to take control of the situation by cutting him off. Saying, drawing a line and saying, you know what? That is it. I'm drawing a line. This is a boundary. Now it's his turn. Put the ball in his court. Now it's his turn. You see, this is like playing tennis, okay? This is about strategy. And this is about being in your queen energy. You know, previously I've spoke about this video that God blessed me with, an image that I downloaded and I put into video form. If you haven't seen that video, please go to thesecretvibe.com and have a look at it. It's very, very powerful, and pass it around to your friends. You see, this is about strategy. If he wants a better life, if he wants to keep being with you, he will do something positive. If he doesn't, it's because he doesn't care. If he's got so used to being mediocre and knows that some other chick will allow him to stay mediocre, then he's not afraid to take that risk at all. He's not afraid to lose you at all, if that is his mentality. And so there's your answer. If he chooses not to do what you want him to do, which is earn more, become more, a better person, raise his game, then he's taking no risk. You see, he's buried his talent and showing you that he didn't care in the first place, because if he really loved you, a real man will do what's necessary. So if he doesn't love you and he loves himself more than you, he's going to choose the other direction. And the only reason he stayed with you that long is because you allowed him. This is about taking responsibility now. You allowed him to live free, allowed him to live cheap, allowed him to live beyond, below his potential, and gave him what he wanted every single night without having to do much of anything. You know, I don't apologize for saying as it is, because this needs to be said, right? This needs to be said, because it burns me when I see women living at this level when they've got so much potential and all they need to do is raise their game, raise their mindset. So don't be upset when you realize you've wasted 8 years and he decides, well, I'm not going to raise my game. You know what? Praise God and say, hallelujah, because better late than ever. Better late than never. Because, girlfriend, you have just saved yourself time. You have just saved your looks. And you've just opened yourself up to an opportunity of living in a completely different way, okay? And allowing yourself to get what you want. You've got to believe that you deserve better. And when you embrace that, you can now walk in that, okay? So take the risk. And it's better that you realize now that for him, you're not worth anything. He's busy saying to himself, that ride was great. I'm glad I got to save a little money being with you. I'm glad I didn't have to work extra overtime or even full time. But I guess it had to end sometime. You see, this man's priority was about looking after themselves, not you. Not caring about you. They care about what you're giving them, what you're doing for them, what you're giving them for free. These men are takers. And they will take every last drop if you allow them to. So, if you're in that situation, seeking to get advice, asking me what you can do to help your man become a better man, that's what I will advise, and I will tell you that straight. To cut it off forever until he gives you what you need, till he gives you what you want. Cut them off and don't be caught up with, what if he goes to sleep with someone else? That's not your problem. Because if those women are going to give it up for free, believe me, they're going to be in a worse position than you are anyway. They're going to be in a worse position. And as for, you know, those women who are not in a relationship, you know, I like really kind of get to the women who are about to embark into relationship. I don't really speak about this depth of relationship. I like to speak around the dating to catch women before they even enter into this. So for those who are not in a relationship, those that are dating, and they just keep running into these random guys that have the sheer audacity to even bring the conversation to anything sexual on the first date, which to my mind is highly disrespectful. Just say to them very sweetly, since you're so comfortable with me, and we are on that level and speaking so intimately, I was thinking, I have these debts that need taking care of. You think you could take care of that? Say those words with a straight face and see how fast these broke men run. Look, they will outrun Forrest Gump. Seriously, if they're a broke Peter Pan, ask them for some money as a strategy to just filter them out, to get rid of them. Look, have nothing to do with these Peter Pans, clowns posing with a crown. If you see them coming, run for cover. And as a side note, a lot of you need to let go of your past. If you're looking to raise your vibe, if you're looking to raise your game, if you're looking to raise the energy that you emanate, yeah? And remember, when you do that, you're actually going to attract back what you send out to God's universe. If you're going to raise your standards to that of a high-value woman, you cannot, and this is my point, you cannot be having broke energy around you, because it will infiltrate you. Okay, energy is contagious. So stop sleeping with your broke ex or any other Peter Pan for that matter that shows you interest. Look, it's all about focus. Focus on fixing your self-esteem and stop seeking validation outside of yourself. You need to drop the any type of validation will do mentality. If you're still doing that, you deserve everything that comes after that. You've been warned. Oh, sorry, I had to get that off my chest this morning because it just makes me so mad. You've been warned. And so my time is up. Always a pleasure sharing with you. You can reach me for free consultations at www.valerie.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.